Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 13th of September. A bit later, I wanted to have a look at the NFL, and I haven't had a chance this morning, so I just want to have a look at that. Football first. West Ham, you're going down. Gone. Cabbage. Absolute garbage. Gone. Rubbish. If you're making Newcastle look good, you've got real problems. Arsenal comfortable win, and Liverpool won. I didn't watch any of the football, but I do believe that the first one should never have been a penalty. If it's going to be like that, just give it to them now, get us all out of our misery if that's what we're going to have to put up with. I'll guarantee you both teams aren't playing like that come 3 or 4 weeks in. There's no way that I haven't seen it, but from what I've sort of heard and read, that no way that Leeds can go on playing like that and not get pasted, and Liverpool certainly won't be will be working on their defence and shutting up shop. I can guarantee you. You heard it here first. Right, I mentioned Tottenham Everton in that preview on Friday, and the over 2.5 being odds on. Well, it's drifted considerably since then. It's now 2.18, and it's too good to turn down. I will be getting involved in Tottenham versus Everton. Over 2.5 goals dripping in through the first 5-10 minutes. Tottenham are out 2.12. I do think Tottenham are going to win today. I just think they're going to win today. That's simple as that. So I'll eat my words. So Tottenham win and over 2.5 goals is where we'll be. But I'm definitely going to be in the over 2.5 goals and trading that game. Right, on to, we have NFL starting today. So some NFL bets for those of you that are interested. Most of these are coin flip bets, just where it, you know, you're betting 10 to 11 or 20 to 21. Handicap line and points mostly is what I do. So I have got a points bet at Cleveland. I keep saying it, we keep Cleveland Browns are like the false dawn of this game every year. I've already had texts from people I know who like follow them. This is going to be the year, the boy Baker and all this nonsense. Absolute frauds, and Baltimore are going to give them an absolute pasting, and I'm taking over 47.5 points at 10 to 11 with William Hills. Also available at Boyles and BetVictor, not that they'll ever give you a bet. But Hills 10 to 11, William Hills for over 47.5 points, Cleveland at Baltimore. I then have a couple of handicap line bets. Let me just get the best prices for you. We've got the Dolphins going to New England. Obviously, New England, new dawn without, without Brady. He's gone off to Tampa. Sorry, I just need the point spread there. And you can back the Patriots at -6.5 points. I don't know, what's the price for minus here? Well, -7. -7 is a touchdown. -7 at 10 to 11. With -7 is 10 to 11 with William Hills. I've actually backed -6.5, but the price has moved a bit. -6.5 is 8 to 11 at Paddy Power. Either of those, if you're going to get involved, you can have the -7, a slightly bigger price, or there, I think they'll cover that comfortably tonight against Miami. The Patriots hosting Miami. And I have got one more for you, which is, so I'm just finding my way around odds checker for, I keep clicking the wrong buttons. Don't use this site like I used to, so. And it is, Cincinnati. +3 at the LA Chargers. Cincinnati +3 at the LA Chargers. 5-6. Cincinnati at LA Chargers are at Cincinnati, but Cincinnati +3 at 5-6. I think they're going to get off to a winning start home to the Chargers this evening. I'm reading my notes, flicking odds checker. Did I have one more? I did. Yes, I've got one more here. Change the match. Can't find it. Ah, there it is. The Cowboys. I fancy the Cowboys to do well. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys -2 at the LA Rams. Dallas Cowboys -2 at the LA Rams at 10-11. So the Cowboys -2. Patriots -6.5 or -7. Cincinnati +3. And over 47.5 points at Cleveland in Baltimore. I don't know if Art's listening or if anybody wants to keep the results of these on a spreadsheet, and we can post it occasionally. I'll do every week through. Slightly different season, obviously, with COVID and fans out, and some players have decided not to play. So don't go mad, but do get involved if you wish to. And that was me. I will be back with you all then. When will I be back? I'll be back tomorrow. Spurs, obviously. Just sit back, chill. You got, what, about an hour to go? Sit back and watch Spurs cuff the old Toffees.